This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It's our second hour, hour number two, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. And I appreciate however you listen to the show, whether it's podcast, live, on the app, YouTube stream, whatever it is. Thank you. And we're growing every day with new listeners. I just want to give you a little pro tip. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get my sense of humor. Give it like a day or two and you'll get it. Most of the time, if you hear me say something that makes you think, it's probably because I'm using sarcasm. And we used to have a sarcasm warning back when I was on the when Dawn and I were together. But, you know, the sarcasm warning, sometimes people still need it. But you'll get it in like a day or two. It only takes like a day or two. And then you're good to go. You'll get a sense for it right away. But welcome. And we appreciate you joining us. And we're having a lot to talk about today. So first of all, in the issue of transparency, I'm very happy that the president today announced that he is going to declassify everything regarding Crossfire Hurricane. You know, the JFK files came out, and like we expected, if you believe there was a conspiracy to kill President John F. Kennedy, you probably still believe there was a conspiracy to kill President John F. Kennedy. If you believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, and it was just happenstance that he happened to be able to get to the Texas School Book Depository, and that the limo slowed down to 10 miles an hour, and he was able to get those shots, and you still believe that. It changed no one's mind. I mean, really, it changed no one's opinion. And just like I told you it would. And I don't know why the hell they kept him from us so long, other than they like to make us crazy. I'm telling you, they do. The government likes to play games, mental games with us. They really do. There's so many other things, too, that are classified that I don't understand why. And I hope the president declassifies pretty much everything that he can. You know, if unless there's some real rock solid reason, there's nothing in these Kennedy files, as far as I can tell, that shouldn't have been released 20 years ago. So that's that. But Crossfire Hurricane, Russia collusion hoax, this is what the president said regarding that a short time ago in the cabinet meeting, or I believe it was where he said it. Take a listen.
First, we have a pardon for Devin Archer. Devin Archer was a former business partner of the Biden family. He was prosecuted relating to a fraud investigation, but notably, the tone and tenor of that prosecution changed dramatically after he began to cooperate with congressional investigators and serve as a witness against Hunter Biden and the Biden family. We believe that was an injustice, and therefore we're asking you to pardon him.
And many people have asked me to do this. I think he was treated very unfairly. And I looked at the records, studied the records, and he was a victim of a crime, as far as I'm concerned. So we're going to undo that.
Good, but that's not the one that the declassification of Crossfire Hurricane. Do you have that one?
Next, sir, we have a presidential memorandum for your attention. This memorandum requires the immediate declassification of all FBI files relating to the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. This was obviously one of the instances of the weaponization of law enforcement powers of prosecution against you and others. We believe that it's long past time for the American people to have a full and complete understanding of what exactly is in those files.
Which gives the media the right to go in and check it. You probably won't bother because you're not going to like what you see. But this was total weaponization. It's a disgrace. It should never happen in this country. But now you'll be able to see for yourselves, all declassified. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All declassified?
Yes, sir.
Everything?
The FBI file with there's a classified annex, but other than that, we'll put everything in the public eye.
Sharpie.
Is anybody going to look? Huh? What about you? You going to look?
There you go. Excellent. Good. Good. I want more things declassified. Like I told you, the only thing about the signal chat that I have an issue with is whether or not those records will be preserved for we the people to be able to review the actions of our government. Because we the people have to hold our government accountable. You know, and it's irrelevant that Jeffrey Goldberg from The Atlantic, all of the things that he's done as a slimy journalist and the suckers and losers hoax and all the other lies, it's irrelevant. Adding him to the text chain was a stupid mistake. Mistakes happen. Mike Waltz is owning it. The president's owning it. I don't think, I mean, he could fire him. He's choosing not to. It's his choice. He's the president of the United States. Tulsi Gabbard said no classified information was shared. That's it. Made a mistake. John F. Kennedy, when the Bay of Pigs disaster happened, didn't fire everybody. He took ownership of it. He said, you know, this is on me. And they moved on. Now, maybe he should have fired people because they might have been working eventually to kill him in the CIA, like Alan Dulles. But again, I don't know that because it's not in the Kennedy files. And if it was there in the Kennedy files, it's talking about files disappearing. If there was anything that would have linked Dulles to the assassination of JFK, there's a lot of people that believe that. That certainly wouldn't be in the National Archives. You know what I mean? Like sitting right there, like, look at this. Alan Dulles, the CIA, ordered the hit on Kennedy? Man, they named an airport after the guy, too. Wow. Page one. Look at that. So, you know, you can't expect that to happen. But we, the people, have to hold our government accountable. So we, the people, have to make sure that we're able to get access to all these files at the appropriate time to be able to review. And I think everybody understands that point. And that's the bigger issue. You see, add somebody to a text chat. Okay, it happens. That's the thing. Don't do it again. But more importantly, are we using an app that's going to preserve these communications for the American people? See, in my mind, that matters even more than the security aspect of it. Truly, that matters more to me than the security aspect of it. Because, you know, when Director Ratcliffe said, first thing what happened when I was confirmed a CIA director was signal was loaded onto my computer. They started doing this in the Biden administration. Are these records preserved? Were they preserved in the previous administration? Do these things file under, you know, under the National Records Act? Are they being preserved properly for us to review in the future? I hope so. Here's Director John Ratcliffe talking about my communications to be clear. This is cue up cut number three here. This is from the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing today. Cut three.
It is permissible to use to communicate and coordinate for work purposes, provided, Senator, that any decisions that are made are also recorded through formal channels. Right. So those were procedures that were implemented. My staff implemented those processes, followed those processes, complied with those processes. And finally, just please. So my communications, to be clear, in a signal message group were entirely permissible and lawful and did not include classified information.
All right, so there you go. And, you know, this will blow over in a few days. I mean, just the bottom line. And then the president today said he's getting rid of PBS and NPR. That's good. Good riddance to PBS and NPR. Go away. Goodbye. Thank God. Take a listen.
The subcommittee on DOGE is going to review funding for NPR and PBS. Now, every Republican president has always promised to take away this money that's going to these two public news outlets. If they're successful, I know Senator Kennedy has backed it, Marjorie Taylor Greene in Congress has backed it. Would you be interested in defunding and taking away taxpayer dollars to NPR and PBS?
Well, I would love to do that. I think it's very unfair. It's been very biased with the whole group. I mean, the whole group of them. And frankly, there's plenty of, look at all the media you have right now. There's plenty of coverage. I was from a different age, and they spend more money than any other network of its type ever conceived. So the kind of money that's being wasted, and it's a very biased view. You know that better than anybody. And I'd be honored to see it end. We're well covered. Look at all the people that we have here today. We're well covered, and we don't need it. And it's a waste of money. Especially, I don't even know what DOGE's recommendation is. I assume their recommendation is to close them up.
Well, after they hear all the testimony, I think they're going to make a decision relatively sooner than later. Yeah. But we'll see what that turns out.
I can't imagine that they wouldn't, because they have found so much waste, fraud, and abuse. Hundreds of billions of dollars, and just waste, fraud, abuse.
And it's a lot, so get rid of it. This is the time. We don't need PBS. We don't need NPR. We do not need to be funding these things. In this digital age, I think we're all trying to figure out how we can have like less choices, not more choices. Honestly, there's so many things that, yeah, there was a time when I guess, you know, PBS, you watch, your kids would watch Sesame Street or whatever it is. And, you know, I don't even think my kids know what Sesame Street is, to be honest with you. I don't know if you've ever even watched it. Really, I don't think so. Point is, there's so many choices out there. There are kids that, you realize there are children right now in this country that have no idea who Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse are. They don't know who the Smurfs are. There was a time when everybody knew what a freaking Smurf was. So we have more choices now than ever. What do you need? You need the news from NPR? No, you don't. All the people that consume NPR make a lot of money. They're all well-to-do white liberals. Well, they are. That's the demographic. Most of them are women. They drive Subarus, and they're white, and they make good money, and they're college professors. And they can afford to get a subscription. They can pay for it. They can do whatever they want to do. I shouldn't have to be subsidizing this. You shouldn't be subsidizing this. It's stupid. You know what I mean? Dumb. Dumb. It's so dumb. All of it's dumb. The whole thing is dumb. So 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. And Matt DeSantis, at some point we got to get Linda Kearns on, right? Because you have a birthday reveal, right? She gave you a birthday gift.
She did give me a birthday gift on Friday. Unfortunately, we ran out of time to do it on Friday, but I still have the gift. She told me I wasn't allowed to unwrap it until we did it live on air. So I'm excited to see what it is.
Okay, when do you want to do that?
We can do it at some point.
Call if she's listening now, she can call in. We can do it now.
All right, Linda, if you're listening, please.
Linda, if you're listening, call now. We'll open up Matt DeSantis' birthday present. It was nice of you to get him something. Nobody else did.
No, she was the only one.
She's the only one. No, I got a little something for you. I forgot to give it to you. No, really?
I don't believe you.
It's true.
Sure.
It's just that Friday got away. I fell asleep at 9:30 on Friday after the Travis Manning Foundation Radiothon. I was done.
Well, yeah, you were there for, what, like 12 hours?
I was wiped out. When that show ended, oh, man, I was done.
I was only there from noon onwards, and I was tired by the end of it.
Yeah. By the way, the Odyssey call screen cannot be reached for whatever reason, so if there are callers, just text me and let me know, because, you know. Yeah,
That's weird, because usually our equipment works pretty well.
We're all shocked by that, right? Let me try to refresh the page. Let's see if that works. All right, I think that did it. Okay. All right, I think we're good. Yeah, usually everything works flawlessly here at WPHT.
The worst part,
okay.
Say, the worst part is it's never the same thing that's broken each day. It's usually like there's typically a change every 48 hours as to which piece of equipment is going to fail us.
What's failed recently, just out of curiosity?
Well, the logger, like 2 seconds ago, I tried to grab a clip off of that.
Oh, right.
On Fox, and I wasn't getting any type of sound out of my PC, so I went into another studio, and it turns out it's dead everywhere.
Mm.
That's nice.
Nice. All right. That's nice. That's good. Tulsi Gabbard and Kash Patel today at the Intelligence Committee were talking about Section 702 of the FISA Act. Now, look, you know, these guys, both of them, at one point when they were civilians, wanted to see the FISA court go away or at least be so dramatically reformed to protect Americans with their Fourth Amendment rights. Obviously, that's never going to happen. And we saw that when you have certain senators and others who come out and try to reform Section 702 and the FISA court. And you immediately have situations where other Republicans come out and scream, it's going to be the end of the world. We need reforms. We have to ensure Fourth Amendment protections. I know a lot of people were very upset that Tulsi Gabbard, they say, flip-flopped on this issue, because at one point she said she wanted to completely get rid of Section 702. And maybe you're mad at her for that. I don't know what to say. If you are mad at her, okay. If you're mad at Kash Patel because now he's seen what how necessary this is to protect the American people, okay, I get it. But at least on the bright side, what I can tell you is I do believe that they are sincere when they say that we have to continue with reforms to protect the constitutional rights of American citizens when it comes to these matters. So first, let's start with Tulsi Gabbard on the issue. Take a listen.
So as you're all keenly aware, Section 702 of FISA is an extremely useful authority to help keep our nation safe. I also know that we need to rebuild American people's trust and confidence that such authorities are not being misused by the intelligence community to unlawfully target Americans. So since taking over your respective agencies, can you tell me and tell the American people how effective the recent changes have been in protecting privacy and civil liberties of each and every Americans? And then, if you will, comment on how useful the authority is in generating intelligence that actually protects the homeland. We'll start with you, Director Gabbard.
Senator, Section 702, which authorizes the foreign collection of non-U.S. persons outside of the United States, continues to be one of our most effective collection tools to ensure our national security. There are a number of reforms that the Senate passed, that Congress passed last year, that have proven to strengthen the protections of Americans' Fourth Amendment rights. In the short time that I've been in the seat, I've seen a few examples of that directly. Most recently, through the FISA court, calling in an amici to come in and weigh in on a dispute regarding provisions that would further protect Americans' Fourth Amendment rights. I'll be visiting our friends at the NSA next week and doing a quote-unquote ride-along to observe directly how those reforms that Congress passed are being implemented to protect Americans' civil liberties, and look forward to reporting back after I've had that opportunity.
Thank you. Director Patel.
Let me just jump in here and say, good. I believe her when she says that we need to ensure that we're protecting the American people. Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to hearing what she's going to learn from that ride along. I want to just tell you something real quick, and that is this. You know, a lot of people decided to do this 23andMe thing, you know, find out their ancestry. I don't do any of that stuff. I will not do it. I refuse to do it. At one point, I thought about doing it for my children, and I said, I'm not going to do that. I just don't trust that these things will be secure. And sure enough, 23andMe is bankrupt. So this was a whole thing where you would, you know, they'd send you a kit, you test, your genes come in, they promised you all kinds of security, millions of people, biological information. Now, I do not believe for a second that any of that's secure, and I know that they were giving it to the government. That's number one. But if you used their service, you need to immediately get your data deleted. I'm going to tell you right now, if you use any of these things, whether it's Ancestry.com, whatever it is, to find out, you know, how what percentage am I really Italian, or, you know, whether I got this gene for that, or don't do it. Number one, just don't do it, because they can't keep it secure. They can't. And now this 23andMe, they say right now, we're gonna respect and we're gonna keep consumer data private, but they're gonna go bankrupt. So what's gonna happen? And how do you secure that? There's no way to guarantee that with a company that's going out of business, a company that's shutting down. So delete your data if you have it. It's just I cannot tell you enough, and just be very, very careful before you give your DNA to any of these companies. Do not believe for a second the government will not get their hands on it. Don't believe for a second that they will not get their hands on it one way or another. Eventually they will. And they're going to use it, I believe, in worst case scenario, is that they use it at one point to start, they want to in the future, you know, profiling all of us for healthcare costs and everything else. But there are more nefarious things they can certainly do with it. But do not give your DNA to a private company. The only time you should ever give your DNA, in my opinion, is if there's a court that requires you to do so under law. Otherwise, you're just asking for that to get hacked. I mean, man, how many times have you got a message that password you're using was caught in a data leak? Your social security number, your birthday, right? Now your DNA. So just keep that in mind. But to the point about the government and protecting your civil liberties, it's really, really important for you to understand that Section 702 with Tulsi Gabbard and Kash Patel there, at least, thank God, we can have a situation where we have people who are really mindful of civil liberties. Here's what Kash Patel said about this. And remember, at one point, he was firmly against this. Take a listen.
Thank you, Senator. With my background in FISA and 702, I just want to clearly delineate between FISA Title 1-3 and 702 collection. We need to both ardently defend its use, but also ardently support reforms that allow the American public to entrust that those charged with those capabilities are not violating the Fourth Amendment or any other violation. Speaking to Title 1, Title 3, when it comes to U.S. persons, I have already included an amendment in terms of FBI language to make sure that when a U.S. person is targeted, that the FBI specifically is responsible for culling through all exculpatory information that is reasonably known and satisfying that burden and stating it in the application. When it comes to 702, Senator, some of the biggest enterprise efforts we have had to thwart national security risk would not have occurred if 702 collection had gone dark. And the FBI continues to use that information to protect the homeland. We've had multiple takedowns in the last 6 months based on 702 and interagency collection processes. But we just need to ensure the American public, and I'm working with my team, that even in the 702 sphere, American citizens' information is protected.
Okay. Quick break. We're coming right back. 855-83. Oh, Linda Kearns is on hold. Well, I don't want to keep her on hold. That would be rude. She's got a gift from Matt DeSantis. But let's bring her up. And I want to also read a tweet from an exile in Jersey. It says, Rich, do you mean to tell me that Matt DeSantis's, and this is in quotes, girlfriend didn't get him anything for his birthday? Yeah, Matt DeSantis, it's interesting. You said Linda Kearns is the only one who got you a gift.
I met at the station.
Oh, but she doesn't work at the station.
No, she doesn't work at the station. Rasline did get me several birthday gifts, though.
Oh, I'm sure she did. Linda Kearns, are you there?
I'm here, Rich. How are you?
You were very generous in donating to the Travis Manning Foundation Radiothon, and DeSantis was basically useless all day. When do I have to be nice to him? When does that week start, which I'm calling Hell Week?
Well, I'm gonna reveal a little bit of behind the scenes details for your listeners, and I want the listeners to understand that I was sitting on that stage, yes. And we were all on air, and you were ranting and raving about Matt DeSantis. Where is he? He should be here. I don't know where he is. He's useless.
Sounds right.
At the very time you were doing that, Matt was texting me, "Hey, Linda, you're at the station. Rich has me out running errands and picking stuff up for him, so I can't be there right now." So I want your listeners to understand that while you're ranting and raving and complaining about him, he's out doing your errands. And that is behind the scenes info for them right here, right now on the Zioli show.
You know, I think that's a breach of lawyer client confidentiality, is it not?
How much have you paid me to be your lawyer, Rich? Because that's where it would start. And you paid me nothing. In fact, all you do is cause me grief. So
yeah, I cost you money, basically. That's really what it comes down to.
And after that day, which I was happy to do for the Travis Mannion Foundation, but dealing with you all day, I've started a support group. We're going to meet weekly. And believe me, hanging around at that station, there's plenty of people who are in on it with me who just need to just, you know, have a time to talk about Rich Zioli.
It's my favorite subject, but let's talk about another subject. Which is the birthday gift you got from Matt DeSantis. And you're apparently the only one who got him something for his birthday. Do we have the gift? Can we reveal? You got to go on camera, though, for this, DeSantis, because the YouTube audience wants to see it.
The gift right here.
You have the gift right there. Okay.
And
can we turn
Rich,
on the Justin cam?
While I'm on, I just wrote an article about some of the proposals about voting, and it's up on the Federalist, and you can get it on my Twitter at Linda Kearns Law. And I think it's really important for the listeners.
I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Let's talk about that. I don't want to rush through that. It's important, all right? So you got a few minutes?
Yeah, sure. And when's Matt going to open his present?
Well, as soon as we get back.
Okay, fine.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back, and then we'll talk about this, because I want to hear about your election reforms. That's a very, very important topic, obviously. I don't want to just rush through that, and we'll do that. And we also have coming up on the show a little bit later today, Susan Crabtree is going to stop by, and so is our state treasurer, Stacey Garrity. I'm excited about that. But listen, if you've been avoiding the dentist, would you please stop avoiding the dentist? You got to stop avoiding it. Pick up the phone right now and make an appointment with my friend and my dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria. Dr. Veneria is a great guy and a great dentist. Look, having healthy teeth, it's more than just having a great smile and making people see your beautiful smile and how good you look. It's also a critical part of your overall health and well-being. I was listening to a podcast the other day. This guy, Andrew Huberman, was talking about how your gum health and your dental health affects your gut microbiome. Unbelievable. So it really does matter that you take care of your teeth and take care of your smile. It matters for your whole body and your health. And also for your self-confidence and just feeling good about yourself. If you have a missing tooth, get a dental implant. Dr. Mike, for 10 years in a row, recognizes a master of dental implants among his peers. He surpasses expectations. So if you've been on the fence, get off the fence and reach out to him today at 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020. Or go to VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, my buddy, my dentist, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So, Linda, before we get into Matt's birthday present, you mentioned you have a piece up at the Federalist regarding election integrity.
I do. So I every so often I hear that our Republican legislators here in Pennsylvania, they talk about passing more election reform laws. And since they did such a terrible job with the mail-in voting law in 2019, I always get a little nervous. So everyone's now talking about voter ID. But what I want to warn our Republicans against is trading something for voter ID that would actually make our laws worse, not better. I agree, voter ID increases election integrity, but not if you trade it for a Democrat goodie like same day registration, or you allow voter ID, but you don't encourage parity in polling places to make sure the voter ID is actually enforced. So the entire article is basically a warning to our legislators about what to look out for when they're considering these bills.
Okay, good. Excellent. And what's the biggest takeaway in terms of what they need to look out to? Is there one particular thing you want to mention?
I would say that just trading voter ID and not putting the reforms in place to make sure that it could actually be enforced, we would end up with a worse situation, not a better one, because I think our voters would be very, very frustrated that they got this like real quick euphoria of, hey, voter ID passed, but no one's enforcing it because we don't have parity in the polling places, or they passed this early voting, which I see is being considered, but they don't have the safeguards in place to make sure that people are who they say they are.
Okay, with that said, let's do the Matt DeSantis birthday reveal, Linda Kearns. This is a very dramatic moment.
I did buy a week. I donated to the Travis Manning Foundation. You have to be nice to Matt for an entire week. And it has to be a week when you're actually on air. It can't be like a week when Opelk is in for you. And because Matt and I do want to raise as much money for Travis Manning Foundation as possible, each day, if a listener calls in and wants to give $200 for you to be mean to Matt and buy me out, that's totally fine, as long as they give that $200 to the Travis Manning Foundation. So I do want to raise more money, so I figured I would put that out there.
That's a wonderful incentive, Linda Kearns. I like that. How about we do it the week after Easter? So that's Monday fine. Through Friday.
You'll probably be paying the $200 each day.
I won't be here that week. That's why I thought that might be
hey,
good.
That's part of it, Rich. I want to see if you can do this.
Can we just open his freaking birthday present and move on? My God, I got important things to talk about
Rich,
here today.
I can just feel it. Your whole body's shaking because people are talking about someone other than you.
Exactly. Yes. My narcissistic my Machiavellian narcissistic nature right now is taking a hit.
The attention's on that, and you're saying this segment has got to end because we got to get back to Rich Zeoli. I'm sure you need to mention that you're on Fox News or that.
No, that was yesterday, Linda. I was on Fox News yesterday with Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer and Jimmy Fallon, and there was news. Max today. Please keep it straight.
You really got to get better at self-promotion. I
know. I'm going to do better. Maybe I'll work on that on April 18th when I'm up for Fox News Saturday night, which I found out they wanted me this weekend, but they had to move it to the 18th to accommodate the Travis Manning Radiothon Foundation thing. So that's why I haven't been on sooner, in case you're wondering. All right.
Rich, that's all I do. Like everyone else in the greater Philadelphia area, all we do is think about Rich Zeoli and what his schedule is and what he's doing.
And they turn on the TV and Saturday nights, like, how come Zeoli hasn't been on in a couple weeks?
Exactly.
That's the reason why right there. All right?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Open the stupid presents so we can move on with our lives, please, for the love of God.
I've been waiting to see what this is.
You're very low. Your microphone is very low. You know that?
All right. How about now? Do I sound better?
That's better.
All right.
We're going to go to the Justin Cam here for the unveiling of Matt DeSantis' birthday present.
This is a great gift. This is the greatest gift I've ever received, possibly. It is the inauguration Coke from Donald Trump's inauguration. I don't know if the camera can see it.
Yeah, it's on camera.
And you can't buy that. They did not sell that. So you had to be a VIP to even get one of those. So that's how special that is.
Thank you very much. This is amazing. I can't wait to try it. I bet it tastes like Liberty and aspartame.
Liberty and aspartame.
You can't drink it. You have to keep it in a temperature controlled safe. You can't drink that, Matt, after everything I went through.
I won't drink it. I'll just guess what it tastes like. But thank you very much. This is a great gift.
She's right. If you get, it's like the presidential peanuts or anything else you get, you don't actually eat them. You keep them. It's a souvenir. It's a wonderful souvenir.
Yeah,
limited edition. Why is Justin high-fiving the camera?
It was out of focus.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Linda, well done on that. Where's my coat?
I gave you a present that day. I don't know what you do with it.
You gave me a really nice present. It was from the Republican National Lawyers Association with President Trump, his fist in the air, thanking me for all my help. You wrote a very nice note. That was very sweet.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
I should show that on the YouTube chat, but I'd have to get up and walk over and get it. So
Well, I'm happy to show appreciation for Matt, because especially when I was on air with the Travis Mannion Radio Thon, I saw what you put Matt through. So he deserves all of the good treatment we can possibly give him, because he's truly a saint. And we'll talk about it in our weekly support group of how to deal with Rich Zeoli.
All right, are we done here?
No, I love the Linda segment. She's the only person that defends me. This is my favorite part of the entire show. Probably my favorite part of the entire week.
I think we're done here. Linda, thank you.
I can tell. I mean, I can tell. You just don't like us talking about anybody but you. So you can go back to the next segment, where I'm sure even if you have a guest on, it will be all about you. You'll turn it around and you'll ask the guest about yourself.
Did I put a star on the back of this chair? Yes. Did I make my own star outside my house? Yeah. So, did I have them pour new concrete just to carve Zeoli Army into the concrete stair? Yeah.
None of this is surprising. It's all about Rich Zeoli.
All right, Linda Kearns, thank you very much. We appreciate your support. We'll talk to you again sometime.
All right, Matt, Justin, I'll talk to you guys in the support group. We have a lot to go over.
Thank you, Linda.
Take care. Have a great day. All right.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah, so just so you understand, on Fox News yesterday, I said bat nipples. So, yeah.
Is that allowed?
Well, apparently I got through the censors. So, you know, and actually, can you pull the clip up of where we talk about George Clooney? Can you play that? I sent it to you.
Yeah, I have it. Give me 2 seconds to pull it up. I just got
to. Because, again, I got to bring it back to Linda's point. And while we're doing that, the big story of the hour is brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. He's a great guy, great dentist, and your dental health is imperative. It's really important. 2 locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, 856-786-2020. I want to mention that in addition to, you know, the big story, obviously, is this Signal app. And if you're just joining us, President made it clear today he's sticking with Mike Waltz. There was no classified information on the app. They're going to review the procedures going forward. Mike Waltz took full accountability, responsibility for it. It was a mistake. Should it have happened? Of course not. It shouldn't have happened. But this is a moment where the president's going to own this and stick by his guy who made a mistake and owned the mistake. And, you know, that's where we are right now. President trusts Mike Waltz's leadership, and that's how that goes. So he also tore into Caitlin Collins. Matt, let's grab that cut as well so we can play that in the 5 o'clock hour, and I'll play that for you. And the most important takeaway from all of this with this whole Signal thing is that if you have it and use it, understand it's very hackable. We're learning that. And number two, let's understand something else, which is that you should probably know that, but you definitely should know, Tulsi Gabbard said no classified information, none, was on those apps and those communications. They did not communicate using classified information in any manner on those apps and those forms. This is what I said yesterday on Fox News regarding George Clooney. Take a listen.
For this fundraiser, and I was surprised. And so I feel as if there was a lot of profiles and cowardice in my party through all of that. And I was not proud of that. And I also believed I had to tell the truth.
Yeah, and the polls were in the tank as well. Rich, let's go.
That was his worst performance since Batman and Robin. And that might have just redeemed himself with the bat nipples. Look, bottom line is that the Obamas wanted him out. And that's the truth. He was just the messenger. The Obamas shipped him out, right?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. And so when the segment was over, I turned to Dana and I said, maybe I shouldn't have said bat nipples. And she said, well, it's part of the anatomy. So we'll see if I get asked back on. I don't know. What do you think? Will I get asked back on America's Newsroom?
No, I thought it was a funny joke.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm your biggest critic. And even I thought it was humorous.
Did she pay for you to be nice to me, too? Is that how that worked?
No, I'm just, you get one compliment every once in a while. I thought it was a funny segment. So I believe you will be invited back.
You should have seen Hemmer's face, though, when I said it. It was funny. He was like, he looked at me like bat nipples. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. We had a lot to get to, including the wackos who are going after Teslas. We have a video to share with you of a guy who keyed a Tesla. Then the cops showed up. He lied to the cops about it, but it was all caught on camera. As Democrats say, they're not to blame. for people damaging Teslas. They're hurting their own people when you think about it. We'll talk about that straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't mess with another man's automobile. We all learned that from Pulp Fiction. That scene with John Travolta, played it for you last week. You don't mess with another man's automobile. You know, you just execute him. No trial, right to death row. That's how it goes. Execution. But they're doing it. They're doing it to Teslas, and people are actually disguising their Teslas. So I'm going to get to that in just a second. I want to read a couple tweets for you. So the Greater Chris says, Matt, you can't drink a collector's item. What the hell is wrong with you? It tastes like Coke, okay?
Sorry, I didn't mean to upset the audience.
Philly Talk. Rich, how much did Linda donate to get you to be nice to Matt for a whole week? I'm thinking of matching that for you to be twice as mean for another week. All goes to help the Travis Mannion Foundation, right?
If it's going to the Travis Mannion Foundation, you know what? I'll accept the abuse.
JK13 on the YouTube chat says, Rich, you couldn't see it, but I was playing the invisible cowbell. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And apparently there's some buffering issues. Is that my end? Am I buffering?
No, you're completely fine. It's just the computer in that we use to stream on YouTube probably hasn't been restarted in a couple of days, and I don't want to end the stream and then restart it, and then we're going to lose some people in the crossover. So it's something we just got to bite the bullet with today.
All right, we'll bite that bullet. Beach Chair says, Rich, great show today. You look Riz. Sound extremely fluent in all things government related. Just wondering how long before you pull a Smirconish and leave PhD and Greg Stocker, the guy behind it all. Hashtag Odyssey Corp. Does he mean pull Smirconish and like endorse a Democrat for president? Is that what he's saying?
Or shave your head. I don't know.
Yeah, this I've worked way too hard for this. All those years of Propecia, all that Rogaine down the drain. No way. I can't pull a Smirconish. No way. I see the curls look fabulous. Thank you for saying that. I used the blow dryer today. Whenever I had a TV hit, like yesterday, I did Fox News. I'm not sure if I mentioned that. And then today was Newsmax. You whip out the blow dryer. You know what I mean? You gotta fluff it up. And then
what? You couldn't just let it dry, Nat. You don't have a giant head of hair. It's cut. It's a good level. Do you need the blow dryer? I feel like it'll just dry on its own.
Yeah, you gotta fluff. You know what I mean? See, when I do Fox News, what they do usually is the guy goes in there, he's got a pick, and he picks up the curls, and he, you know, poofs it up, so it looks all poofy. And now, like Newsmax, I did at home today. I wasn't in the studio. Yesterday, I was in the studio at Fox News. They sent a car and the whole thing had snacks and everything. Today was at home. It's okay. Not knocking it. It's just a different setup. It's all good. I'd have to go very far. So that was nice. But I had a fluff. I had to be my own fluffer today. You know what I mean? Normally, I have a fluffer.
Good heavens.
So,
just the other day, Justin and I were saying we had to use the dump button on you yesterday, but it had been a while. You had a nice streak. You're flirting with the line once again.
I have a person who
stop saying it. I'm begging you, stop.
Okay. All right.
We heard you say it twice. We don't need to hear it a third time.
It's fine. It's fair. I'm just saying that when you got to take matters into your own hands like that, it's messy. That's all I'm saying. Okay. It's just, you know, the gel and the cream and the whatnot.
Oh, God.
So, okay. Somebody thinks I should have something in front of my ears like a sideburn. I'm not doing that. What is this, 1970?
Sideburn. That's
sideburns.
Weird. Yeah.
Sideburns, what are we doing? Here is this is Pete Hegseth firing back at that Atlantic writer. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth pushing back on this. This is cue up cut number 10 here for us. Take a listen.
One question.
Can you share how your information about war plans against the Houthis in Yemen was shared with a journalist in the Atlantic? And were those details classified?
You're talking about a deceitful and highly discredited so-called journalist who's made a profession of peddling hoaxes time and time again to include the, I don't know,
the hoaxes of Russia, 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 or the fine people on both sides hoax, or suckers and losers hoax. So this is a guy that peddles in garbage. This is what he does. I would love to comment on the Houthi campaign because of the skill and courage of our troops. I've monitored it very closely from the beginning. And you see, we've been managing 4 years of deferred maintenance under the Trump administration. Our troops, our sailors were getting shot at as targets. Our ships couldn't sail through. And when they did shoot back, it was purely defensively or at shacks in Yemen. President Trump said, no more. We will reestablish deterrence. We will open freedom of navigation. And we will ultimately decimate the Houthis, which is exactly what we're doing as we speak from the beginning, overwhelmingly.
He also went on to say that, and look, it's important to note, the president is standing by his people today, acknowledging that there was a mistake to include this journalist, but he's standing by his people, and nobody's getting fired, and nobody's doing that. That's not going to happen. Here's Pete Hegseth, cut number 11.
Overwhelmingly.
Why were those details shared on Signal, and how did you learn that a journalist was privy to the targets, the types of weapons used?
I've heard I was characterized. Nobody was texting war plans, and that's all I have to say about that.
Right,
thank you.
That's
I appreciate it.
That's it.
Okay. Now, the writer for The Atlantic says that they're lying. A question that I got asked earlier today on Newsmax was, why didn't the reporter just go and tell them, like, hey, guys, you added me to this chat. You probably didn't mean to. That probably would have been the stand-up thing to do. And I understand why he didn't do it. He didn't do it because he wanted to have a story. And it's a big story. It's a huge story. I get it. You talk about making it about yourself. I mean, everybody's talking about this reporter, The Atlantic. This is the big story. And he's obviously a lefty. And he was behind the suckers and losers hoax. He knew that this would backfire on the Trump administration. Because, honestly, probably stand-up thing to do would have been to let him know, like, hey, I don't think you guys really meant to include me on this. If you're talking national security stuff, like, I'd love to stay. I'd love to be privy to it. But then again, he's a reporter. I would doubt that he would do that. I don't blame him for not doing it in the sense of promoting himself and promoting his career. I get it. I think if I had been added accidentally to a Biden national security text chain, I'm not going to tell him. I'm going to watch it. I would do the same thing. It's human nature. I completely get that. But it was the kind of thing where I'll read you this. You know, he claims he thought it was a fake group chat, so there was no urgency to leave. Claims he thought it was a fake group chat. Now, that's weird to me. If you think it's a fake group chat that you stick around for, you stay involved in it, like, that's kind of weird. What other group chats is Jeffrey Goldberg? What's his name?
Goldberg.
What other little group chats is he engaging in on this Signal app is what I want to know. See, I don't have this app anymore. I had it a long time ago, back when I was working in campaigns, because everybody communicates by Signal in politics, but I don't have it anymore. I haven't used it in forever. And the other one is Telegram, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have that either. But I mean, you can't trust that these things are actually secure. What's the other one? WhatsApp, right? I think that's the one that Hillary Clinton was using. Nobody should think these things are actually secure for a second. I mean, come on. It's, you know, bottom line here. And then President Trump blasted Caitlin Collins today in the cabinet room. Take a listen.
President, you said that your national security advisor learned a lesson after a reporter.
Excuse me, I didn't pick you. Go ahead, please.
Mr. President, the ceasefire agreement that was brokered today.
No, I think there's a different clip, Matt, of the two of them. That's the only one?
That's the only one I saw, but I'll
okay.
Search. I could be
we'll
wrong.
See if we get that for the 5 o'clock hour. Do we have Susan Crabtree coming up?
I don't know yet. Hopefully okay. We'll have her at some point in the 5 o'clock hour. If not, we'll have her tomorrow. Uncertain as of now.
Well, wait till you see the video of this guy's Tesla getting keyed, and I'll share with you the audio of it. We are streaming live on YouTube. 1210 WPHD is our YouTube page. Please like it, subscribe to it while you're there, and we're coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.